Now, he's been given a hero's welcome after returning to Australia as world surfing champion just over a fortnight ago. Joel Parkinson toppled 11-time champion Kelly Slater in a pipeline in Hawaii, winning his first world surfing title and becoming just the second Australian since Mark Okalupu to win the crown. Now, Joel Parkinson joins us on RN Breakfast. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Now, beating Kelly Slater, that's an extraordinary achievement, it seems to me.
I guess so. It was an amazing event we had there to come down with one of my favourites growing up was Kelly Slater, and then to finally, you end up in a showdown with him at Pipeline was, it was a huge dream come true.
Now, often with sports people, they talk about being in the moment. Did you feel you were in the moment when you beat Kelly?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, you just, I guess any athlete or anyone who gets into that moment of where you're just competing, nothing else matters. You're just worried about the job at hand. I guess that's where I was at. So I was definitely in a good headspace. I wasn't really thinking it was Kelly. I wasn't worried that it was, anyone. It wouldn't have mattered who it was. I think you're just getting that moment where you're ready to, take everything on.
And you must have woken up that morning feeling reasonably confident.
Oh, I mean, I felt great in myself. I felt confident in myself, but you can never feel too confident. I think that's the most frustrating thing. If you felt over too confident, that's when, if you lost, that would be frustrating. You can only worry about what I can do as a competitor, and I couldn't worry about what Kelly did, so I never tried to think about him too much. I just worried about my own game.
Now, you're now, I think, 31 years of age, Joel. Now, where does that put you in your career? Is this the midpoint, the beginning, or the beginning of the fade?
I'd have to say, when I first started, guys were finishing the tour at around, 34, 35. But Kelly's, he's 40, almost 41 now, and he is still amazing. And then Oki pushed the boundaries of his age. He was 40, still really competitive, he was on the circuit. So I think it's really progressed. I think everyone takes a lot better care of themselves these days in surfing. I think we all treat it very serious, and we all train hard, and I think that's what the longevity that comes out now.
Now, coming back, you're now a family man. What did the family say about your achievement?
There's been so much support from all over, from family, friends, everything. There's been so much support. So it's been amazing. My dad was, he should take me up and down the coast, on the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast, taking me to events every weekend. And I think it's a big relief and such a proud moment for all my family and myself as well.
Well, indeed, because it's an event like this that's going to change your life, Joel, isn't it? You're going to have sponsors, I assume, knocking on your door, probably knocking as we speak.
I'm pretty locked into it. I'm Billabong. I've been Billabong for life. So, there may be a few other little things I might be able to, take out of it. I might be off to the tennis and a few little benefits like that. But other than that, I'm always to myself and I'm a father of three, and I'll always keep that way.
Now, what about breakfast cereals? No one's come, and said, Joel, I think it's a good fit, you and this.
I actually do have a bit of a Nutri-Grain box. This was done prior to the title, but it is going to be coming out soon.
Hang on. You mean you're stitched up to someone already?
I'm open for offers, put it that way.
What about management? Have you got a manager who's can stand between you and potential sponsors?
Yes, definitely. I am organised, put it that way.
Good. Joel Parkinson joining us, and we wish him all the best.